The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's episode is presented by State Bags. State Bags makes beautiful, well-made, inclusively cool products while using the power of business to give back to shift the narrative around social injustice. For every State Bag purchase, State Hand delivers a backpack packed with essential tools for success to an American child in need. But their commitment goes beyond simply material donation. State Bags has your back. And part of that commitment is making a difference in local kids' lives. To get you ready for your commute or wherever you're traveling next, State is offering our listeners 15% off their next purchase at statebags.com using the code POD. That's 15% off your next purchase using the code POD, P-O-D, at statebags.com. State Bags, they have your back.
Monster Legend Podcast. In the dark of the night comes a shimmering light to guide you. All along the twisted roads in your mind, darkness grows. In the whispering trees, blow a dark haunting whisper through you. Telling tales young and old, I hope that you enjoy the show.
Season 2 of the Monster Legend Podcast. What we're doing today, Amanda?
All I know is Canada. No longer in the States.
Canada. Yes, we're doing Alberta, Canada.
None?
Now it's everybody in Canada. In Alberta.
Hopefully it's not cold. Not yet, snow.
Yes, what? Anything announced, Amanda? Nothing going on?
Nope.
Well. What we got here is me messing with the mic, apparently. And, what we have now is, it's better. So, Alberta. What can you tell me about Alberta, Amanda?
Why don't you go first?
Okay.
You know a little bit more about it than I do.
What? Oh, no. You're a smart one.
Yeah, okay. I am not.
Area, now known as Alberta, has been inhabited by various Native American First Nation groups for at least 10,000 years. That's quite a long time, ain't you think?
Yeah, but more than I feel like we've been on this earth.
That's about a year older than my mama.
That is wrong.
European explorers first appeared in the 1750s as the fur trade expanded across Western North America. Two rivals, the Hudson Bay Company and the Northwest Company, began building trading posts in the last quarter of the 18th century along the major northern rivers, Athabasca, North Saskatchewan, and Peace. From 1821, when the companies emerged, until 1870, when this region was transferred to the Dominion of Canada, the Hudson's Bay Company controlled and governed the area, which was populated by First Nations people. Métis. Métis?
Is that how you say it?
I think so. And a few European fur traders, missionaries, and settlers.
After 1870, settlement in north southern Alberta began, based on a ranching economic.
What?
I said it wrong, didn't I?
Economic.
Economy. My bad. The First Nations had begun
decimated. They've been decimated. They got wiped out.
I was thinking a different word, but that's fine. Decimated.
What were you thinking of?
Damned. Like, they were screwed.
Yeah, they were.
Decimated by European diseases and the disappearance of the buffalo, their main source of livelihood. The signaling of the treaties regulated the remaining First Nation people to reserves or reservations, but not before the abuse of unscrupulous trades had been hastened the creation of the Northwest Mountain Police, now known as the Royal Canadian Mountie Police. In 1874, the Mounties established Fort Methelwood, wherever that is, and the land, and laid the basis of Canadian law enforcement in Alberta.
So things like the Mounties.
Yeah, the ones that ride on the horses and police everyone.
The Maine Lands Act of 1872, which provided low-cost homesteads. Think of the Homestead Acts that we got here. It's like that for Canada.
Well, a lot of the laws in Canada are similar to the laws here. They just don't have the same Bill of Rights and different things like that that we have, that the Founding Fathers created.
The building of the Canadian Pacific Railway, which reached Calgary in 1883, and various promotional campaigns brought an influx of settlers from Eastern Canada, the United States, and Europe. By 1901, the population had reached 73,000. Ooh, that's a lot of people. That's like about 7 times the size of Cumberland County.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Cumberland County has like 10,000 people.
I think so.
I have to check. I know they said census. Like this for this year?
Yeah, they just did it, so I don't know if they updated it yet online.
Yeah. And by 1911, it had ballooned to 374,000. Ooh! It's like.
More than tripled.
More than tripled. It like quintuples.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, 7 times 5 is 35. There's 100, so yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
People could have moved there, you know.
Yes.
It's not all about having babies.
Well, back then they had babies by a dozen because they're afraid.
What, they're afraid of being?
They die all the time, kids.
I was just about to say. Afraid of being decimated by plagues.
Yeah. So,
Development
of early maturing and more disease-resistant varieties of wheat made crop farming less risky in northern areas. Newly feasible, subsequently, a wheat-based economy expanded throughout most of the arable parts of the province. Yeah, there was a guy who, like, made this, like, really strong, like, strain of wheat. It's like really good for like drought and stuff, and you can get like a Nobel Prize. Oh, what's his fucking name? I'm gonna find it. So tell me, but while I'm looking for this, say, what's your favorite things about Canada?
The winters, probably, because it's so pretty. It's nice and white. That and how they make their maple treats with snow. Which. Pretty much put maple in the snow with the stick and then roll it around and it solidifies. Reasonable government in which the executive branch is drawn from and answerable to an elective legislation branch.
What's that like?
Here.
Really? It's nothing like that here.
Yeah, the legislation, the judicial, and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it says it's like that, but it's not really like that. Donald Trump can do whatever he wants. Let's get over him.
Okay. That's this president. It's not like that with every president. And let's not get into politics. Okay, developed gradually from 1875 when the Northwest Treaties Act went into effect until 1897 when a fully responsible legislature assembly was elected. Made a district of the Northwest Treaties in 1882, Alberta was enlarged to its present boundaries in 1905 when it was made a province of Canada. Although crown lands and natural resources remained under feudal control, federal control until 1930. I'm going to say this right, but Edmonton. Thank you. A distribution center that became the capital grew rapidly, as did other urban
centers.
Thank you.
I don't know why I spelled it that way for.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You'd think you would put the E before the R. Anyway, Calgary?
Calgary.
Bloomed with the discovery of oil at the Turner Valley in 1914. Medicine Hat and Lethbridge.
How was that?
Lethbridge. Interesting names. The latter, a coal mining area since the 1870s, developed into important distribution centers. Railways spread over most of the province, increasing agricultural development and providing a ready market for Alberta's vast coal deposits.
So they found natural resources in these areas and developed around them.
Yep, pretty much what we did here. But we kind of drained everything.
During World War One, this was Germany, I think.
Then Germany, Italy, France, or is that World War II?
France was on our side. France. In fact, French. Either World Wars.
Well, I mean, I thought it was the four main groups: U.S., France, Italy.
Is U.S., Russia, and England, or the Allies?
I don't remember. That was 10
Germany, Japan, Germany, Japanese, and Italy were the Axis.
Yeah, but that was World War One or World War Two.
That was World War Two.
Then I don't remember World War One. That's pretty sad.
During World War One, the growth of the population and the economy slowed because we're dying all the time. Like,
that or the diseases that started spreading in World War One, like.
A post-war slump in wheat prices was a major factor leading to political discontent and the election success of the United Farmers Party of Alberta in 1921. During the 1920s, the economy improved and population again increased. By years of depression and drought, in the 1930s had devastating effect. In 1935, the Social Credit Party, the new monetary policy, was elected and retained power for 36 years. Before it was replaced by the Progressive Conservative Party in 1971. That was from Britannica.com. So, little announcements. Next Sunday, everybody. Next Sunday will be a live stream.
Nice. Who's going to be on it?
Everybody. Wants to come on. Come on. Say hi. Say no. No.
Next Sunday's no. It's over.
26th.
No, it's 25th. 26th is Monday.
25th. Yeah, 25th. Sorry. It's Sunday.
So whoever wants to come on, come on. Say hello and tell us about your phenomenons or the legends that you have heard that we have not talked about before.
Come over here. Come over here. I'm gonna play this. I can cut this out later. If not, I'll just
figure
it out. Whatever.
We'll figure out how to edit it. But yeah, we'll be putting videos on the Monster Legend YouTube channel.
Yes.
So check it out.
And check out the new merch on Redbubble.
Definitely want to do that.
Oh.
put a link down below in the podcast. Really cute.
It's a little swamp monster.
I know. It's adorable.
We got tote bags, phone cases, sweaters.
Definitely gonna need sweaters for this coming winter.
Yeah, sorry, it's October. It's already pretty chilly out.
It was 44 last night.
Yeah.
So, need something warm and cuddly.
Probably get some artists to help. Yeah, if you're an artist, you want to make some art. Holler. So, cryptids in Alberta. I can't find anything like cryptid, much on cryptids, but
not every area has things on cryptids, so. But every place does have a legend.
Yeah. Which we'll get to. But first, the cryptid. Alaskan giant polar bear.
Oh, polar bears are adorable. I want to snuggle one, even though they might bite your face off.
The Alaskan giant polar bear is an enormous white bear, much bigger than a Kodiak brown bear, that is a creamy white and has hair on the pads of its feet. It's mentioned in Alaskan folklore. One woman from Kodiak Island remembers vividly how her father once killed a bear. Giant white bear with hairy paws. She insisted it was nothing like a Kodiak bear.
The Alaskan great polar bear is also sighted in Greenland, Alberta, and Quebec. One couple reporting seeing a giant white bear with two heads in their gondola ride in Alberta in the wintertime. Another sighting in Quebec when a French elderly woman was sitting inside a restaurant drinking hot chocolate when she saw a huge white mass of fur running down a hill, and an expedition found nothing.
Giant polar bears are also sighted in London.
Didn't think polar bears were in London.
Far from their home.
But there actually are places that have the same name in different areas, regions. So there might be a London in Canada.
I think it's like London, London. Like London, UK. One supposedly invaded a subway train and one was said to plunge into a small city creek. These giant polar bears may be a remnant population of the Ursus Martimus Tyrannus.
That's a big word.
Tyrant. It's like Latin for like bear something tyrant. Otherwise known as the Pleistocene polar bear. This bear was over 11 inches taller than the modern polar bear and is known from a fragmentary ulna found in the Thames River near Kew Ridge, London.
In 2015, History Channel 2 created a monster documentary TV series, Missing in Alaska.
You ever seen it? I've never seen it.
I haven't either. But probably is interesting. That centers around Alaska Triangle. Alaskan Triangle, in which past 20 years each year, people have gone missing by either mythological or mutated creatures, cryptoids, and monsters, taken by either paranormal, supernatural, extraterrestrial, alien beings, hunted or killed by Native American or Eskimo demonic and ghostly entities, or disappear through unknown portal vectors.
This is crazy. So it's like, what's that one show? X-Files, but Alaska edition?
X-Files, like. Or kind of reminds me of Fringe.
Fringe about, I've never seen it.
Fringe is like different deaths and different creatures and time travel and going through different portals. Very good show, it's on Amazon. If anyone's interested in looking into it. But X-Files is also amazing.
And Missing in Alaska, Season 1, Episode 12, Scared of Bear God. This gigantic folklore creature was introduced and researched by three main characters, Jax, Ken, and Tommy? Tommy with one M. Whoever spells a name like that is stupid.
Hey, be nice.
So staying this.
Shut up. It's Tommy.
Who hunt and try to find proof of evidence and explanations of Alaska Triangle. Crazy.
It is. It looks so cute, but so freaking vicious. And bears are adorable. And you want to snuggle?
Bears are not adorable.
Bears are adorable.
Bears are evil creatures.
No, they are not. They're smart. Look. I'm looking at that one.
This camera here. Okay, camera, okay, audience. Bears will, if they're hungry, they will eat. They'll start eating you alive. They will kill you first.
Okay, that's any animal that you piss off. Look at lions.
Lions will kill you first.
Yes, exactly.
Bears won't. They'll eat you alive.
So will lions.
No, they won't. They'll kill you first.
You're still a catch and a toy to them, but they're still adorable. It's like a big, giant teddy bear that you want to hug and snuggle.
Here's some interesting things I found about Alberta. What's underneath West Edmonton Mall?
I don't know. What is?
I don't know. What is?
You tell me.
I don't know. You tell me. West Edmonton Mall is absolutely massive. It covers 490,000 meters. That's more than 800 stores, houses, the world's largest indoor water park, and a wealth of other attractions. So it isn't surprising that a shopping center of such magnitude would have its fair share of mysteries attached to it. The most common urban legend regarding the behemoth mall is what exists underneath it. Some people believe that the mall stands above a series of tunnels that connects the homes to the first Mizen families. Others claim that the tunnels have been retrofied
as a bomb shelter after 9/11.
While some optimists believe it's the foundations of a future LRT station.
Interesting.
Wow. All
right, so this is What's the Sound in the La Boheme Hotel? Sorry if I pronounced that wrong.
Okay.
Guests at the La Boheme Bed and Breakfast Hotel in Enmont's Highland District have complained about being woken up in the middle of the night due to eerie creaking sounds and repetitive thumping. These creaky and thumping noises can certainly be explained by an old, worn-down infrastructure, but that doesn't explain the ghost that apparently appears in the closet. No one can explain the footless ghost that will suddenly chill the temperature of the room, but some believe a caretaker murdered his wife at the hotel many years ago and then proceeded to burn her body in the basement's furnace. That is really funny. That kind of reminds me of, Jane Doe's body.
Jane Doe's body?
Yeah, the one that we just watched on Netflix,
yes.
Where they tried to burn her body and it did not work out, and they all end up dead.
Oh, yes, now they realize she's a witch.
Yep. If anyone's interested, go watch that. That was a really good movie on Netflix.
I'm pretty sure what they did to her was to make her body a prison.
Yeah, they pretty much freaking tattooed the inside of her body.
Seals.
With seals. Broke her wrist, her ankles.
So she can't move and she can't talk.
Oh, yeah, they cut her in her tongue. But definitely
had. We're spoiling the movie real bad.
Yeah, so sorry. But go watch that movie. And go watch The Haunting. That's really good too, right now.
Haunting.
Isn't it called The Haunted?
Haunting. Watching. Oh, Haunting. Oh.
Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House. It's really, really good, especially for Halloween coming up. It's a really interesting TV show to watch. Highly recommend.
The Curse of the Hidden Gold Mine. At the turn of the 20th century, a group of prospectors from Montana traveled to Alberta to search for gold along the North Saskatchewan River. Two members of the group traveled off on their own and allegedly found a massive haul of gold buried beneath some bedrock at the top of a mountain. Two prospectors fought over what to do with the treasure, resulting in one killing his partner as he slept.
That kind of reminds me of an episode of American Dad with Roger.
He finds that golden turd?
Yep.
It also reminds me of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, with the ring?
Yeah.
Precious.
Rumor has it, chief of the Blackfoot tribe overheard the spat and laid a curse on that area. Many have searched for the gold rush reported by the prospectors, but have failed and fallen victim to the curse. One prospector allegedly found the mine was killed with the cabin. And the cabin he was staying in had burned to the ground. To this day, the mine has never been found.
I'm wondering what kind of curse it was.
Probably like, never find it.
Yeah.
Die if you do, I think.
Probably. Room 873 at the Baymont Springs Hotel. If you travel to Biff to stay at the Baymont Springs Hotel, don't bother requesting 873. It's allegedly been sealed off after renovations, and hotel management have long denied that the hotel is haunted. Legend has it, long ago, a family was brutally murdered in the room. But when the police investigation was finished, the room was redecorated and opened up to guests. That didn't last long. People staying in the room 873 have reported being woken up in the middle of the night to screams, flickering lights, and the sight of bloody handprints on the walls and mirrors of the room. I would be bolting out of that room in a heartbeat.
Screams, flickering lights. Fucking what the hell?
It's like the show we're watching. But the Hanging Woman.
Yeah, the Hanging. I shouldn't say that.
Okay, we're not saying anything. We just said the Hanging Woman. That's it. No more. Go watch this show. Highly recommend. We were trying not to spoil it, but it's kind of like some of the things that are going on.
Loop, son. Loop. Oh. Frank's side. The Alberta mining town, Frank, is home to one of the largest and deadliest landslides in Canadian history. In 1903, nearly 90 million tons of limestone slid down Turtle Mountain, crushing the mines, most of the community, and a railway into the town.
That's brutal.
More than 75 people were killed in the disaster. Many of the bodies were never found. While disaster is explainable, many people who have adventured up Turtle Mountain claim sites of paranormal activity. It's believed that spirits of the families of the people who were never found still wander the mountain, searching for their loved ones.
Aww, what's that? Alberta crop circles. Crop circles are a large part of popular immigration. No, imagination. Can't speak. And with a province as wide and as vast as Alberta, it isn't surprising we've seen our share of massive bizarre patterns show up on farmland. Most crop circles can be explained as the work of pranksters or a man-made land art. But the crop circles found in Bulim, a small hamlet outside of Camaros in the 1960s, are still unexplainable to this day. Canadian's Department of National Defense investigated the phenomenon, but were unable to come to a conclusion. Investigators say the rings were rings varied in size, with the smallest one being 31 feet and 9 inches in diameter.
There's also, damn.
There's also no evidence of tire marks, exhaust from a vehicle, or signs of human activity outside the circles. It suggests that it must be the work of a massive aircraft. Or aliens, but who knows?
That's what they mean by massive.
It could have been playing for all we know. But then again,
what time crop circles are man-made?
Yep. People fucking with people.
The sound heard around the world. From the United States to England, all the way to Coquitlam, Alberta, people have reported hearing a powerful, bizarre sound without a trace of origin. People from Colorado, Brazil, England, and Malaysia also reported a similar powerful, deep humming sound that appears to be coming from beneath them. The sound in Coquitlam appears to come and go as the sound begins as something mechanical, but slowly turns into what apparently sounds like a hollow scream or loud moan. As of right now, there's no geological explanation for a sound or where they're coming from.
Do not want to hear that sound. That does not sound pleasant. All right, the Charles Kamsel Hotel. Charles Kamsel Hotel, located in the east side of Edmont, is regarded as the scariest haunting building in the city.
Why? Why is it so scary?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. The hospital was originally used to treat tuberculosis patients, but has the...
What's tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis is the... when you're having problems with your lungs and you have like an airway infection, coughing fit, but the pain in the ass to get rid of, if I'm not mistaken. You never want to have it.
Is it like when they... Isn't it like a pectoral infection in your lungs and slowly...
It gets worse
and you start coughing up blood.
Yeah, it can get that far depending on how much you have it. But anyway, but as the epidemic waned, it was given a new function as a general treatment hospital. Controversy surrounding the hospital suggests that the...
originally.
What the heck does that mean?
It's like founding America. Or natives.
The aboriginal population was terribly treated by the staff that was various medical experiments were conducted on the patients. It's been abandoned since 1996, and the residents of the area claim they can feel eyes watching them as they walk or drive by. Recently, a phenomenal investigator led a team into the hospital where they recorded what happened to the sounds of the male and female voices coming from the fourth floor, which used to be the psych ward. I'd be interested in seeing that. And also terrified.
What's it?
And we'll try to cut in any images we can. That's at night, and it looks like it's about to storm. Yeah, we see dead people.
We're about done with this episode.
Not too many legends, though, except for the last hit. Big bear, polar bear.
Of course, there's always Bigfoot, but...
But Bigfoot's everywhere.
Bigfoot is everywhere.
It's kind of getting redundant. I hate to say it, I know there's a lot of people that love Bigfoot and everything like that, but he's just been sighted everywhere. And it's like, how much can you talk about it?
Wait, he's been reported.
Okay, he's been reported everywhere.
He's been reported everywhere. I don't know if he's been everywhere.
Same difference.
There's a difference. People lie.
Yeah, everyone lies.
Don't you look at me like that.
But it was interesting learning about it. I would like to go see the haunted houses and haunted places. That'd be interesting. But at the same time, I don't think I can. Anyway. I jump at the smallest things.
You know, I don't know what to say. It's spider. You have a spider out on your porch, and it's very cool looking. On the railing.
Yes, we decorated for Halloween.
Sorry, what?
I said yes, we decorated for Halloween.
What?
We decorated for Halloween.
There you go.
And we should do an interesting podcast for Halloween.
Well, yeah, I got
our live stream before that.
And before that, I should be getting some. This guy I'm working with is working on something. For Halloween, and we got a little something going on. And
I'll see you guys. Might be in for a treat.
Hopefully, we get into the. But let me. Have my phone.
I don't wanna.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Give some shout outs to some podcasts I listen to.
Oh. Hopefully you'll be listening to another one soon.
Hopefully.
All right, I know, it's taken me forever.
The Cryptic Corner by Casey Wilson. And that's why we drank No Bill, 3 a.m., Screaming Chorizo, which I think he's coming on the stream.
Next week.
Last podcast on the left.
That just reminds me of the last cabin on the left, and that was...
I think it's a point.
Yeah.
Legendary Africa. And then the Shadows podcast, which Isaac came on during one episode.
He definitely came on one of the episodes.
Came on in the Vermont. He was on in Vermont. Very good. Very cool guy. I talked to him all the time. That is Joe Rogan Experience.
Everyone knows that and everyone loves that. There were some interesting people.
I see some people really don't like Joe Rogan for some reason.
Not everyone's taste. I mean, I don't like all his podcasts, but I like some of them, especially when he has interesting people on.
I like when he gets his friends on and his talk crap.
Yep.
That's fun. And when he gets like really interesting people on.
Like when he had, what's his name on?
It's been more specific. He had like somebody, what's his name?
The guy with that smoked and everyone went up in an uproar.
Oh,
Eli.
I know. Elon Musk?
Yep, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. I'm stupid. I don't want to go get mad for it.
I don't know.
Cryptic Campfire. That's a great one. Cryptic Podcast. Super Freight Radio. Q&E Podcast. They have a really good sports podcast. Really good. And you're covering Lovecraft Country. And they're really good at breaking stuff down and explaining things. I miss things in the show, and they catch it, and they're really smart.
Unlike us, so you know the folks.
Movement Radio, they're a wrestling tag team. They wrestle wrestlers. Talon Williams and. And they cover sports, and they have this series called Hauntings of. They're going to their states. And it's pretty good. But it was aliens. They like cover like
unexplained phenomena,
like alien stories, and they mom's like whether it was aliens or not, and they're really funny.
Oh, yeah, like the balloon in the sky. Someone thought it was an alien, but it technically was a freaking balloon that was let out. It was flying in the sky.
The Roman Podcast. I believe it's like an entertainment podcast. The Unseen Paranormal Podcast. It's very good. It's very good interviews. Very good interviews about the paranormal. It's very...
It's like very, the one in the when you did in Florida.
He has earbuds. His voice is ear butter. It's very nice.
I like the one that you did with the woman from Florida.
Florida?
Yeah, oh, yeah. She was a paranormal detective.
Oh, yes.
That one was a really good episode. If you haven't listened to it, go ahead.
It's on YouTube. I put it on YouTube.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Also, Legends of Maryland with Christy Stoner from Soul Sisters Paranormal. Yeah, I need to have her on again. Christy, if you're listening, email me, okay?
Or he'll email you.
Fire Breathing Kittens is a D&D podcast, and it's really fun.
I don't know how to comment on that one. I want to learn D&D, though.
I don't have the time to play D&D.
I don't either, but still.
I wish I wasn't essential.
Nor do I.
History A. History A podcast. It's like a really good like history podcast, and I was on it. I was a guest recorder. I get episode with her, and it was about MK Ultra.
Nice. I apologize for the whining. That is my puppy.
That is the demon dog known as Luca Simbuka.
Yep.
Break timelines. Another great history podcast. They go through the decade, like a year of like different great stuff happened that year. Like what was the top 20 top billboard of October 1993?
Interesting.
You go through, I feel like the 90s and the 60s. Drunk Guys Book Club podcast. It's like a, they go through like a book and talk about it, and they recommend beers. That goes with the theme of the book. Watch If You Dare. It's a horror movie review podcast. And they recently covered this recent episodes I listened to. The Hickson, which is like an old movie about what happened to like witches. The witch hunts used to go, and the witch.
Like Salem trials?
Yeah. Like, no, like, European witch hunts.
Damn.
Tremors. They love Tremors. History Sleuth. They're like, they talk about it. I love history.
His girlfriend, not so much.
You don't love history?
No, I don't like history.
What if you love it? What do you love about history?
It's made us sleep.
But why?
Because it's boring, man. Because we always repeat the freaking past. We haven't learned from our mistakes. Okay. Spanish influenza. Kind of what's going on right now with COVID.
I can't help with that. This happened. Okay. You know why? Because pandemics happen about every 100 years, and everyone who survived it died before, so I don't know how to fucking handle a pandemic.
But I mean, we're still repeating some of the past mistakes we've had. The economy that was crashing not too long ago.
It crashes like every 100 years.
What the heck do I know? I don't like history. Leave me alone.
It crashed in 1820, like early 1800s.
I don't like history.
You don't know history. So you don't need to repeat it. You don't need history, so that's why you keep repeating it.
Okay. I've learned a lot of history throughout school, college, high school, elementary school, and middle school.
Head in the Shadows podcast.
Thanks for cutting me off. Appreciate it.
Oh, no. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with your white privilege.
Not white privilege. Just not interest me, except for when I was learning about the different genocides that we've committed or were committed.
Prairie Land Paranormal Podcast. They're really good. Their stuff is like tight. Tight. It's really well polished. It's like glass. Also like.
So you can see through it.
No, it's a little smooth.
Well, glass you can see through.
Well, how else you say that?
Especially your chops.
Drinks first. This is like a dating show podcast.
A dating show?
Yeah. Like, she takes people from New York, and they talk, like, where do you want to go? Like, where do you like to go eat at? And tell me about yourself. And they, where's so-and-so? Go hit them up. It's real fun.
Cute way to actually meet people.
Yeah. The Craig Skits podcast. This is a Craig Skitsimus podcast. He's a legend in the internet. He started Screw Attack and Game Attack with John Bolin.
Nice.
But Craig Skitsimus, he started his own thing, started streaming on his channel on Twitch, and started his podcast. And it's very great. He talks to people like Angry Video Nerd and his old Slam Ball coach and a guy who hosts the NBA,
Sports.
NBA Jam guy.
I don't know.
Does the Walk in the Shadowlands. This is like the best. This she's so good. Very nice, very calming voice. Very kind of, very, it calms me down when I'm at work and I have like 3 trucks to do. I need to,
some relaxation.
Relaxations. Very new podcast. Very nice. He was on last week, I believe. Yes, Wyoming.
Nice.
Very nice guy. Very
articulate.
Okay, very smart. And very, he's has over 14 years experience of paranormal research and
investigation. See, that's awesome. Like when people would say they have that under their belt. And they know a lot about it. It's kind of interesting.
Doing 14 years ago.
We were in high school.
I was 13.
Yeah, we were in middle school. How was that?
Yeah, I was 13 years old.
So was I. I'm only 6 months older than you.
Oh, I
thought you were. Do you want to continue that sentence?
No, I don't know.
This is why we should do podcasts.
That's BS. That's not a weird podcast. There's also guests on our show when we did top 5 monster movies.
Oh, I remember that when you did that right here.
Yeah.
And then you had to redo it because the audio sucked.
There are like a movie, like top, the, like yeah. Top 10 monster movies, top 10
any kind of movies, action.
Like top, they're really good, like movie trivia and stuff. Really fun. Really great, guys. Fairy folk. Talk about fairies.
I love fairies. And I love learning about the fae.
Different ones. Like legendary, the fairy king.
Yeah, that's fae. Fairies, fae.
The fae is a broad subject.
You don't want to fuck with the fae. Don't fuck with the fae.
The Myth and Legend and Lore Podcast. Last and Rick Podcast.
What?
Laughs and Rick Podcast. He's like a variety show. It's really funny. Huh. Here's a story about go you're looking up for your bears. It's really messed up.
Oh boy.
It's really good.
Does it destroy your childhood?
It's F-Tub True Crime. Really great. And it's like a true crime podcast.
Oh, crime. Interesting.
Scripted perspective.
First one I say is fuck Alan.
I don't listen.
It's a mixture of things.
It's a mixture of things, yes. Some of these have been conversations with the strange. I had him on, he's a really great guy.
A lot of the people you have on have been nice and amazing.
When the bow breaks, I was gonna be honest and talk about some personal stuff. But it never came through.
It happens.
Scapegoats, a comedy conspiracy.
There's a lot of scapegoats.
I haven't heard much from them. They last updated on May 31st, 2020.
Hopefully they'll be back.
Hopefully they're working and making money.
I hope so. I hope whoever has been affected by this pandemic is actually doing okay.
Yes. Most best podcasts. It's like a game show, and you're trying to figure out who's the best co-host. You get points to see who's the best co-host.
Oh, Lord. That would be interesting, though.
Pop culture climate. It's like a pop culture podcast.
Pop culture.
We're a historian. What's vacation? Did one of them. Should have only like 3 episodes, but I would recommend to you, Epson.
You maybe just want to watch pop culture stuff right now.
Splash page. It's like that. It's old. Like a Marvel universe. And, again.
Live stream coming up next weekend.
Next Sunday. Pretty sure I'm working this Saturday. It's the end of the month.
Yep, probably.
I'm actually really surprised I'm working. I'd have Saturday off. And
keep an eye out for the Halloween special that may come out.
Yes, and I should. I'd like to get another episode. I'll talk to you about it on a stream.
You need assistance. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel and to check out the new merch on Redbubble. I think you guys would like it. A lot of cute little items, especially with Christmas and the holidays coming up. They can make great gifts.
For artists, hit me up.
Definitely anyone who is good at art.
I can't draw.
Neither can I.
I can draw some. Sometimes I get to like a zone. I can draw stuff. Yeah, but I draw pretty good.
I draw stick figures. They're terrible.
Oh, I don't get like inspired. I could be in a zone to the girls.
Crafts, I knit, and I crochet. Do things with my hands.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Okay.
See you guys back here next Monday.
Yes. Next Monday.
Have a good one. Be safe.
Open in case he still doesn't follow you home.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Monster Legend Podcast. Hope you were able to find us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We also have our own website at monsterlegendpodcast.com. If you'll be so kind, please leave a review and subscribe and let me know what I can do to make this show better for you. If you have any stories you'd like to submit or you'd like to be a guest, send me an email or a DM. But I hope you do one thing that's really important and have a great day. Thank you.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.